now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. Continuing in Lake Charles at the 1911 Historic City Hall Arts and Cultural Center, several exhibits, including Bill Owens' Suburbia, that will be on display through the beginning of March, as well as an exhibit of work by local artist Jessica Gale and Julia Caroline Youngblood. That is at the Historic City Hall Arts and Cultural Center in Lake Charles. In New Iberia, the Iberia Industrial Development Foundation is now accepting applications for the community garden. That will be at 101 Burke Street for applications and 1505 Hopkins for the garden. For more information, you can contact Panat Zaname or Sammy Haygood. Acting Unlimited opens its production of Chekhov's Uncle Vanya at Theater 810. It will run through this weekend and next. Tickets are available through the Eventbrite website or by calling Theater 810 in downtown Lafayette. Continuing at Cité des Arts, the play One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, directed by Scott Grimiot and produced by the Lauren Riley Elliott Company. That will run this weekend and the following weekend at Cité des Arts. The Lafayette Foundation on Aging is holding a special fundraiser for Meals on Wheels tomorrow from 7 to 11. Although with the weather, you may want to call the Lafayette Foundation on Aging to make sure that that fundraiser is still continuing. New exhibits open at the Hilliard University Art Museum, The Art of Seating, 200 Years of American Design, and Richard Landry, 1970s New York City Downtown Artists, photographs of the artists and musicians that Dickie Landry knew and worked with while he lived in New York in the 70s. That opening is tomorrow evening from 6 until 8 at the Hilliard University Art Museum on the UL campus, open to everyone from 6 until 8 o'clock. The Bike Lafayette Pancake Ride will take place Saturday morning, but again, with the weather, you may want to call or go to the Bike Lafayette website to make sure it's still continuing. There are several bike rides, the Early Bird Special, the Middle of the Road, the City Cruise, and Kittical Mass, all to help celebrate biking and help Bike Lafayette. Their website is bikelafayette.org. The Lafayette Farmers and Artisans Market will take place at the Horse Farm on Saturday morning. Each Saturday, there is a Cajun jam from 9 until 11. The leader of the jam this session will be musician Kevin Wimmer. He will be at the Horse Farm from 9 until 11, leading the Cajun jam. All are invited to bring their instruments or just go and listen to the music. On Saturday morning, there will also be a cooking demonstration. And the chef will be demonstrating ways in which market goers can incorporate the produce and the local products into their everyday meals, even during these cold winter months. And the Louisiana Choral Foundation will begin rehearsals for two of their choirs on Monday, January 27th, the Masterworks Chorale and Les Petites Voix. For more information about either chorus, you can contact the Louisiana Choral Foundation, call them, or stop by their website. And the historic Delta Grand Theater in Opelousas will present Harum Scarum. It's a production of the Delta Grand Youth Company, and that will run January 30th through next weekend. In Grand Coteau, the Thinstead Center will present an evening of oral history and literature next week on January 30th. It will feature storytellers Mary Ann Milton, Margaret Thomas, and short story writer Matthew Hofferek. That's at the Thinstead Center in Grand Coteau next Thursday. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, you can stop by our website. You can also take a look at events on that website. Many nonprofit organizations do list their events under the event button. And continuing throughout this week is the 9th annual Cinema on the Bayou Festival that will be taking place at different venues. Today, Thursday, the Vermilionville Vue de Bayou French Language Film Series will present films through this evening. Some films are by Phil Como, the featured Canadian filmmaker. At 5:15, Les Gossipus will be shown at Vermilionville, and filmmaker Phil Como will be there. Some of his other films and other Canadian films shown tonight will be Aller-Retour, Le Train Bleu, And there will be a filmmaker's reception at 8:30, and then the final film at 9:15 this evening, Le Secret de Jérôme, and Phil Como will be there as well. That is the 9th annual Cinema on the Bayou Film Festival. You can find out more about the listing of films if you go to their website, cinemaonthebayou.com.